Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. Today I have with me Monique Stoner, and she's with a firm called Accelerate. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Monique, before we get too far into things, tell us a little bit about Accelerate. How are you serving folks?
So Accelerate actually is a new company that I launched this year. And initially it was launched to provide training and development for professionals, for executives who are, you know, looking to transition into their own business. But ever since the pandemic hit, it really has kind of morphed and grown into an opportunity to help people who need to reinvent themselves and figure out, you know, where they're going from here and what's next for them professionally, you know, once we make it through this pandemic.
And I would imagine business is good because there's been a lot of displacement. A lot of people are uncertain about their futures. A lot of companies are furloughing or laying off people. Are you finding people, I don't want to say desperate, but they are kind of excited about this new opportunity?
They're excited, but, you know, people are also just kind of they're uncertain about the future. And they're wondering, you know, what's going to happen? And, you know, am I going to be okay? And so what I really am happy to be able to do is to give people hope and to let them know that even though there are layoffs, there are a lot of people, millions of people being furloughed, there are certainly some opportunities that are still available. There's an entire network that I guess you and I will talk about today that people can tap into.
So let's talk about a little bit. These are some people or maybe have come from a corporate background, and this is their first time doing this kind of project-based work, you know, working for multiple clients. Can you talk a little bit about how that's going to play out for them?
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people have probably heard the term gig economy, but didn't really know exactly what it meant or what it is. And so for anyone who's in any of these categories that, you know, have been affected by COVID-19, you know, even if you are not laid off as an employee, maybe you're self-employed, you're a solopreneur, and right now you're struggling to keep your one-woman or one-man business afloat, the gig economy is definitely an option for you. So, you know, despite how grim things may look, there are a lot of options for online talent markets or online expert platforms. And those platforms offer some remote work opportunities. Now, for anyone who's not familiar with the gig economy, this is something that really started as a result of the last recession back in 2008 and 2009. And it's really a unique labor market because it was started out of the need for people to generate an income from short-term tasks or these small projects. So it began, you know, over 10 years ago, but it has evolved into this much bigger open talent market where people can basically sell their talent, their knowledge, and their expertise in non-traditional work arrangements. So that means they're not necessarily going to be employees of a company, but they could be contingent workers, and they can offer their expertise anything from administration to, you know, if they're in finance. There's just a number of different ways that they can tap into this market, and they just have to have an open mind about what it means to do work and what it means to make money.
So now, how does an individual find the right talent platform kind of to match their skills?
So that's a great question. You know, there are a lot of platforms right now. There's probably over 100, you know, and they range in options from those that focus on the more general skilled labor, such as, you know, virtual assistants or call center support staff, all the way up to the highly skilled subject matter experts, such as anyone who's a financial analyst, if you're a technology expert or a strategy consultant. So if you do a Google search, which, you know, anyone can do, you can start a Google search on talent platforms, and you're going to get a whole bunch of different ones that come up. But you have to really find the ones that fit your area of work or your area of expertise. Now, most people know some of the ones that have been around for a while, such as Upworks or Fiverr. But there are a lot of new platforms, such as Expert Connect, CrowdSight. There's one called Catalent, Remote Work, and FlexJobs.com. I actually have, if you know, people who don't want to, you know, take the time to do this, because it can be time consuming for them to do this Google search. But I do have a free guide that I offer to people that will give them an overview of, you know, how the talent platforms work. And it also helps them to access a directory that gives them access to about 80 different platforms, and it's called the New Gig Goldmine. So if anyone's interested, they can actually email me at info@MoniqueStoner.com, and we'll get that guide out to them. But and we'll go back over that, you know, and give them that information at the end. But just to give a little more detail about it, there's also a few Big Four firms that now offer their own open talent network, such as Deloitte and EY. So if you're someone who has specialty skills, if you are someone who can develop marketing strategies, you can help to do assessments within an organization and audits. I mean, there's just a number of things you can do. I mean, the sky really is the limit right now to sell your expertise, as long as you tap into the right network. Because the networks themselves, they actually already have the relationships with a number of different companies. They have relationships with new startups that have the capital to support gig workers. And there are also mid to large companies that are all looking to tap into this network and to bring in people who are not going to be full-time employees, but who have the skills and abilities that they don't currently have within their workforce.
Now, is this one of the things that you should, once you kind of say, okay, I'm going to do this now and I'm going to be proactive, I'm going to take these steps, should I connect on like every single platform that is appropriate for me, or should I just pick a couple and then, you know, try to just kind of play that out for a little? What strategy would you use if you're kind of new to this?
So I recommend that you don't apply to all of them any more than, I would say, at least three platforms to start with. You know, if you've never done contingent work, you know, any type of temporary work, I would recommend maybe just starting with one. You know, but for those who are, you know, a little bit more skilled at freelancing, you could probably handle three. And there are a few things that you need to consider when you're looking at these platforms. Number one is that some of them are free, but not all of them are free. So some of them have free services. You can set up a free online account, but in many cases, that free account only allows you to see a select number of work opportunities. So you don't have access to their full network or a job board of work opportunities. They then have, you know, the paid accounts. So you can do paid accounts, and they range anywhere from, you know, $4.95 a month. You know, some go up to, you know, more than $30 a month. So it really will depend on what you can afford to pay for. And it depends on the type of work that you're looking for. So as an example, if you're someone who says, you know, what I really want is just to have a temporary work arrangement, and work in a role where I would, you know, function as a quasi employee, you know, so I'm a contractor, but I'm doing a regular job every day. Most of those job boards or those talent networks, they do have, you know, the $4.95 or even $6.95 a month fees. And you can log on, you can sign up, create your profile, and then you get access to all of their open opportunities. If you're someone with higher skills, you know, you want to work maybe with one of the Big Four, or you want to work for a larger firm and offer your services on some of these more, you know, bigger projects, a lot of them do not have fees assigned to them. So you don't have to set up a paid account, but you are going to have to set up a profile, and then you have to be prepared to be screened. So they're going to screen you. They may have, you know, a couple of people to talk to you and just to make sure that you are the expert that you say you are. So just be prepared, you know, for that kind of rigorous screening, depending on the type of expertise that you're offering. And then last, I would also say that for some of the ones in between, so you've got, you know, kind of the moderate level skill, the, you know, if you're a writer, if you're a technical writer, if you are a creative, you know, graphic designer, or someone maybe who is a coach. A lot of those platforms that are kind of in between, they have it set up to where you don't have to pay a monthly fee, but you do have to be prepared to set your own fees for the services that you offer. And you have to be able to negotiate contracts, because they'll allow you to actually talk directly to the companies themselves about the work they need. And then you can start to, you have to be prepared to negotiate the rate and the fee. And then the platform is going to take a percentage of that fee once you get paid. And so I'm also available to help people. And there, we have some resources available for people who've never done contract negotiation. And we've got some templates that can support that.
Now, what's a way that when you put your kind of name in the hat here, or kind of set a profile up in a on one of these platforms, and is there any strategies that can help you stand out so that you are the one that people kind of gravitate toward, or at least have a conversation to learn more about your skills?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the first things that makes people stand out in terms of, you know, their profile, you know, getting a company to really even consider them, because, you know, you are obviously going to be competing against other experts, is that you have to understand, to really be clear about the value proposition that you offer. So, you know, knowing and understanding what is it that you can offer that is not only going to be cost effective for this company, but something that's going to help them, you know, to move further, to meet their own goals and objectives. And what I find when I'm working with clients is that I do a lot of work around helping them to figure out their value proposition. So it's not just putting up a profile, you know, even in resumes, this is something that we do, is that we just kind of regurgitate or summarize all of the things we've done in the past. You know, this, we put all our years of history, but that really is not what companies are looking for. They're not looking to just see what you've done in the past. They want to know what your future potential is. They want to know what is it that is something that you've mastered. What skill, what ability, what capability have you mastered, and can they leverage that's going to help them, you know, to be able to meet all those business goals and objectives that they have. And so some people just don't know how to tell that story, and they don't know how to really position themselves in a way to say, hey, not only am I really good at this, but I understand the problems, the challenges that your company is facing, and this is exactly how I can help you. And here are the results or the outcomes that you'll get if you work with me. And so that's really the main thing that helps you stand out and being competitive with your rates. And if you don't know how to set rates, then I would say before you get on the platform, before you start selling yourself, you know, let's have a conversation and let's talk about, you know, what are some good rates to have for different types of services so that you can remain competitive.
Now, I would imagine when a person makes this kind of adjustment from having one job in one location to saying, hey, now I'm open to the world, there could be opportunities coming from it in all kinds of places all over the, right? This isn't something that is just kind of only in your city. You can be getting clients from all over the world.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of having this open talent market, is that people can begin to work with companies, you know, not just locally, not just in their own backyard, but they can work with companies across the world. They can, a lot of other countries actually, you know, are in this talent market, and they're actually on these sites looking for people who have certain talents. And so they may come, you know, even if you're not actively looking, if you have a profile, they may find you and reach out to you. So you have the opportunity not just to work with companies around the world, but you have the option to work with more than one company at a time. And that is the reason why some people who jumped into the gig market, you know, back in 2008 and 2009, they ended up making this their new way of life, because they found that they liked this platform and this way of working a lot better, because they can make more money and they're not necessarily tied to doing this just for one company. So, you know, that is something that, you know, obviously we all want to have multiple streams of income and make in as much money as we can, maximizing our skills and expertise. But I, the only thing I caution people about is, you know, when you do that, what you have to do is make sure a couple of things. Number one, that you're disciplined enough, you know, as a self-employed individual, that you can manage all the administrative aspects that go with working for more than one company. You know, that you have good time management, and that you're pretty organized, well organized. So, you know, for each service that you offer or the projects that you're working on, you understand the time that it takes you to do that for one client. And then you can manage your time to do that for three or four different ones. And if you're able to work that out, you know, that you can really kind of write your own ticket in terms of the money you make. And you know, you can make as much money as you want to make in a quarter and then go vacation and sit on the beach.
Yeah,
once the pandemic is over.
Right. So you're now kind of in control, and you decide who you want as a client. You decide how much you want to work. You decide how much you want to get paid. I mean, you're kind of in the driver's seat in a lot of areas that historically you may not have been.
Absolutely. And you're also not, because you're part of the supply chain. This is the interesting thing. When you do this type of work, you are part of the supply chain for that company or the companies that you work for, but you're not their employee. So you also have the freedom and the autonomy to, you know, in some cases do work the way you would want to do it. You know, the company doesn't necessarily dictate how it's done. They just know they tell you the outcome, the result that they want to see. You know, so you have that freedom and that flexibility. The only exception is if you're in a contract worker position. So, you know, contract workers in the gig economy are those who are actually fulfilling a role as an employee, but you're just technically a contractor. So in that case, you're working a regular job, but you're doing it from home, and you know that it's for just a temporary or a specified period of time. But even that gives you some autonomy in terms of how you complete the work.
Now, Monique, if somebody wanted to learn more or get some help in this transition, is there a website?
Yes, we can. They can reach me at, you know, MoniqueStoner.com. And we have some, you know, there's some information on the website for them to, you know, find out a little bit more about the different services, the programs, and even some sessions. What I found lately is that I'm doing a lot of just, you know, initial strategy sessions with people to just talk about what is the best approach for them before they step into the gig economy and help them come up with a plan. They can inbox me or reach out to me even on LinkedIn or through Facebook. And or again, you can email me at info@MoniqueStoner.com. And I'm happy to, you know, respond. I have a group of people will respond to you. We'll even get you a gig guidebook, the free guidebook that will give you some of the information that I'm sharing today.
Well, Monique, thank you so much for sharing your story. Congratulations on all your success. And you're doing a great job in helping people make this transition. And a lot of people are kind of feeling the stress of uncertainty. And this gives them at least a starting point where they can really kind of begin a new part of their career.
Absolutely.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.